Thanks for calling customer support. My name is O. I may help you.
Yes. Could I ask you what I got the number from my checking account.
Okay. We service several online vendors and products, but I will be able to specify once I, you know, more information once I locate a possible account. Can you provide your first, last name, and zip code?
What'd you say?
Can you provide your first, last name, and zip code?
Levels. Kenneth Levels. 92595.
Okay, just a moment.
That's basically all they should ask for, right? My name and zip code.
So what's with them?
They're trying to find out. It was 5968.
And if possible, do you know the last four digits of the credit or debit card that was used?
No.
Okay. Well, just based on the information you provided, I'm not showing any accounts or charges, which is why I was asking for the last four digits. But at this time, we don't have an account for you.
There's no account for Kenneth Levels?
No, sir.
Because they did deduct some money out of my checking account.
So the only way I will know, because the information that you gave me is not
the
showing any four accounts or charges.
Mm-hmm. Is it the credit card?
With whatever method was used, I just need the last four digits.
Wait a minute. Just a minute. It's a MasterCard, right? Hello?
I don't know what type of card was used.
Oh, you don't know what type?
I'm
okay. 1501.
Okay, just a moment.
What date?
That was on April 21st.
How do they get a hold of you at your phone?
Huh?
How are they able to track your phone.
I have no idea.
But they can do that.
Yes.
Anywhere.
Yes.
What good is the phone?
All right, and I have located the account. I do show that you filled out a sweepstakes to win a Dyson vacuum. In the terms and conditions explained, you would also be signing up for our membership, Bites Hub, which provides recipe guides.
I want to cancel that.
All right, and I definitely understand you want to discontinue. We are running a special $20 a month. Would you be interested?
No, I want to discontinue.
Okay, just a moment.
So you guys have nothing to do with Zelle?
Well, we use Zelle, but we don't. But if
they wouldn't call me.
Huh?
They have issues. They wouldn't.
Correct.
How are they able to get that?
All right. So the account has been canceled. That's effective immediately. If you have a pen or pencil, I will provide you with their confirmation. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay. You can give me the confirmation.
All right, so the confirmation is C as in car, 920-615-084. So that's going to be the full confirmation. Everything is canceled, effective immediately. And, of course, you do have the confirmation for your records.
Okay. You say I do have what?
You have the confirmation for your records.
Okay, and who am I speaking with?
Oh, just the letter.
Okay. Oh, just the letter. Do you have
a
number? Okay, you don't have just O.
That's it. That's my name.
Okay. And what company is this?
The name of the service that was provided is called Bites Hub.
Called what?
Bite, like your bite food, with an S, hub.
B-I-T-S?
Bites, like you bite food. You know how to spell bites, correct? B-I-T-S, hub.
Okay, H-U-B.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the $59 that you guys took out is gone, right?
No, there will not be automatic reimbursement because this charge is valid based on our terms and conditions.
Okay, that's fine. I don't.
So what I will do, I can offer you a courtesy refund as to work with you today.
No. This totally canceled.
So I can do a 75% refund. It'll go back in the next few business days.
No, it's fine.
All right. How about this? I'll offer a $55 refund of 3 to 5 business days.
No.
All right. Full refund is submitted. 3 to 5 business days. Your account's canceled. Fully refunded. You have the confirmation.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support. Have a great day.
All right.